Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Winnie.
And we are talking about the Spy Museum, aren't
right.
we?
Right. This is in DC,
In DC, yes. That place with lots of shady secrets. What is the Spy Museum, though?
It's like a world with lots of disguises and inventions.
Inventions, yes. And it has a big collection. It has a big collection of over 750 objects.
Ooh.
And actually, I think today we're going to be taking a closer look at some of those. So, without further ado, let's jump straight on in to our Day 2 article.
Reading. Shady Secrets at DC's International Spy Museum. From secretly snapping photos to recording conversations, using gadgets is a big part of spy work. It's no surprise, then, that the International Spy Museum is full of them. Don't let your guard down, though. Many of these tools were so cleverly designed that you might not even know they're there. One example is the lipstick camera. This tiny device could quietly take photos while the user pretended to put on their makeup. During the Cold War, it was used by Russian spies to steal information from the US military. Even more dangerous is the Bulgarian umbrella, a seemingly harmless device that had a poisoned dart gun inside it. In 1978, it was used to kill Georgi Markov, a writer who had fled to the UK from his native Bulgaria. The weapon was so quiet and so well disguised that to this day, no one knows who fired it. Though lipstick cameras and poison dart umbrellas may have fallen out of use, the museum's collection grows every year. This is because spy technology is constantly developing. That being said, it's clear that the first rule of being a spy will never change. Trust no one.
Okay, so our Day 2 article starts by talking a little bit about some things in the museum. It says, from secretly snapping photos to recording conversations, using gadgets is a big part of spy work. Okay, so we saw the word snap there. Snap is a verb. When we snap a photo, we take a picture. So I snapped a photo,
yeah.
A picture of Winnie, for example, means that I took a picture of Winnie with my camera. We can also use snap as a noun too. A snap is another way of saying a photo. So I took some cute snaps while I was on a holiday in Greece. Now, snap is more kind of like a casual word. When we're doing professional photography, we won't say a snap, we'll say a photograph. But snaps aren't always cute, though. They're not cute like my photos from Greece, because we can also use snap as a verb, which means to break something in two.
Ooh, that's not cute.
No, that's not cute at all. I snapped the tree branch in half is a good example of that. And how else can we use snap? We could also say make it snappy. That's a useful phrase you can say when you don't have a lot of time. So if Winnie asked me, hey Seb, do you have time to talk for a minute? And I didn't want to talk, or I was too busy to talk, I could say, I'm busy. Could you make it snappy?
Ooh.
Mm. It doesn't sound very friendly, though,
no,
does it?
No, snappy.
Not super friendly. Anyway, back to snap a photo, and our example sentence is, Esther wandered around the museum snapping photos of the exhibition.
Snap photos 就是刚才说 take photos 拍照片意思，尤其是很快这样按一下快门，咔嚓这样那种拍摄。那像这个有摄影师调灯光啊、调角度这种拍摄，我们就不会用 snap。那 snap 口语上我们刚刚说也可以当名词，就是指这种随手拍出来的照片。另外这个 snap 当动词比较常见的话，就是像刚刚咔嚓一声折断物品，尤其是这种快很准的折断东西，就可以用 snap 这个动词。然后我们最后又补充到这个。 make it snappy 也是跟这个声音很有关联，就是叫你快点快点快点。所以作为一名间谍啊，偷偷的拍照片甚至是录下对话都要用 gadget 这种小玩意小装置。这个字可以学一下，像是我们在电脑桌面上这些小工具，比方你想要在桌面上加个行事历啊，或是便条纸等等，如果你的电脑是英文版本就要去找 gadget 做设定。 So gadgets might be small but they are important for spies、So article says it's no surprise then that the International Spy Museum is full of them.
Oh, so now I see what the collection is of. It's a collection of spy gadgets. Okay, starting to make more sense now. The article says, though, don't let your guard down, though. Many of these tools were so cleverly designed that you might not even know that they're there. Okay, so...That means that they're so cleverly disguised,、
right.
we could say. They look like normal objects that if you're not paying attention, you might not see any of them. They might be completely hidden.
所以我们看到 guard 在这里是警戒戒心。所以 let one's guard down 就是让人放松戒心。或者我们也可以说 drop one's guard. 不过文章是说不要卸下防备。Don't drop our guard because they were cleverly designed tools. 所以我们用副词来修饰这个被动，表示非常巧妙的被设计。
And we have an example here, actually. One example is the lipstick camera. Lipstick camera. What is lipstick? Okay, so lipstick is a noun, and lipstick is a tube of colorful makeup that people put on their lips to make themselves look pretty. So lipstick is actually made out of two words, lip and stick, and that helps us understand how it works. It sticks color onto our lips.Now, lipstick is often colourful and there are often lots of different shades or types of it. So we could say there are different shades of red, different shades of pink, purple, brown, or even black if you like moody lipstick. Now, what do we say when we put on lipstick? We apply it. And when we take it off, we remove it. So, and our example sentence for lipstick is, Joanne bought a new stick of bold red lipstick for the party this weekend.
我们讲 lip 是嘴唇嘛，所以一根像树枝这样的东西我们用 stick, 所以一根嘴唇用的东西就是口红啦。擦口红你可以用刚刚讲到 apply, 或者是所有化妆品我们都可以用 wear 这个字，所以嘴唇穿上口红的意思啦。那 Seb 老师有帮我们补充卸掉口红可以用 remove 或者是 take off 这样的动词。
So what kind of lipstick do you think would suit me?
I like it dark.
A dark one, like a black one?
Yeah, do you like it?
Maybe I'll try it for the next video.
Okay.
Maybe next time I'll be wearing black lipstick. Anyway, we're not actually talking about real lipstick, not in this article. We're still talking about spy gadgets. And the article says this tiny device, the lipstick camera, could quietly take photos while the user pretended to put on their makeup.Okay, so what is pretend? Pretend is a verb, and when we pretend to do something, we act as if we are doing something that we are not really doing. So in the article, for example, spies would pretend to put on their lipstick with the lipstick camera. It's actually, you can see a video of it online. They would turn it while they were pretending to put it on, and it would take tiny pictures.So they weren't actually applying lipstick, though. They were acting as if they were putting it on while they were taking these pictures. So let's look at another couple of examples of different ways we can use pretend, because pretend is very useful. I could say, I pretended to listen to the teacher.
Oh, that's bad.
Or I pretended to do my homework. So both of those are bad.
No.
But why are they bad?
Because you should be listening to the teacher.
Yeah, because I'm not actually listening to the teacher and I'm not actually doing my homework. I'm just pretending to do them and making it look like I'm doing them. Anyway, we have a good example sentence for pretend to do something. When his mum came to check that he was in bed, Tim pretended to be asleep.Okay, so we understand a little bit of how to use pretend to mean pretend to do something, but we can also pretend to be someone as well, can't we?
Right. We can put on, I can put on some makeup, put some cap on, and maybe, like you said, put on the mustache.
Yes, and if you're wearing all those things, you don't look like yourself anymore, do you? You're pretending to be someone else. Or if we went to a Halloween party, I could pretend...to be a vampire, for example, because I'm not really a vampire.
Aren't you?
I'm just looking like a vampire.
All right, so pretend 就是假装，可以后面直接加上不定词 to 加原形动词，表示假装做某件事情，或是我们也可以说 pretend that 子句，表示假装某件事情是真的。比方说 ，We can't pretend that everything is okay anymore.、Mm-hmm. 不能再假装没事了。So this lipstick camera allows you to take pictures while putting on some makeup.、Mm-hmm. 我们学过 put something on 表示穿上衣服这个动作，在这里只是指这个涂抹上化妆品 make up。你可以想象你这个皮肤穿上化妆品，所以任何涂抹的、啊、或是包括像是 put on some sunscreen before you go to the beach、mm-hmm. 像是涂抹这个防晒乳就可以用这个片语
Very good advice. Need to put on lots of sunscreen at the beach or you will get sunburn. Anyway, going back to our article, and it says that during the Cold War, which was from 1947 to 1991, it was used by Russian spies to steal informationfrom the US military. So it was the lipstick camera. They were using it to take pictures and to steal information. And information is a noun. Information are facts or details about something that help us to understand it. Information could be things we read in a book, stuff that we learn about in school, or things that we talk about with our friends. In the article, information means the facts and secrets that a government is keeping private or keeping safe and hidden. So what do we say when we get some new news, we learn some new information? We say that we receive information about something or we get information about something. If we want to tell someone else this information, we could say that we pass on information. So the spies were passing on information about the US military to the US. And there's also a good phrase we can use with information as well. We can say for your information, or we can abbreviate that to FYI, which is something we say when we want to let someone know that the thing we are about to say is new information for them. So it's important and they should listen.So I could say, for your information, I was just trying to help. So you don't know that I was trying to help, but I was just trying to help you. I wasn't trying to criticize you. Anyway, our example sentence for information is, Yolanda listened to her boss's speech and wrote down all the most important information on a piece of paper.
Information 这个字同学应该看过很多次就是资讯虽然资讯一定都很大量不过要特别小心 Information 是不可数名词哦，所以后面要固定搭配单数动词、那文章这句的 it 就是指前面提到的口红照相机是俄国间谍用来窃取美国军方资讯的所以除了我们刚刚看到这个文章讲的 steal information 或是前面刚刚有补充到 give or provide information 那现在很容易在网络上很容易这个可以搜集到资料也可以用动词像是 collect or gather information 例如 the police are collecting information about the car accident last night
Yes, we also find out that even more dangerous is the Bulgarian umbrella So we've got another gadget here. Mm-hmm. It says that the Bulgarian umbrella is a seemingly harmless device that had a poison dart gun inside it. Oh, scary.
Ooh.
So what could this mean? What does harmless mean? Let's find out. Okay, so harmless is an adjective, and when something is harmless, it is not dangerous at all. So think of little kittens or butterflies or walks in the park. All of these things are harmless because, after all, what could possibly go wrong? They're not dangerous things to do. They're not dangerous animals. They're not dangerous activities. What the article is saying is that the Bulgarian umbrella looked like it wasn't dangerous. It looked harmless when actually it was.Now, we can break up harmless into two bits. There's two words in there, harm and less. Harm is a verb and it means to hurt or injure someone or something. So the man was jailed for harming his pet dog. He was hurting his dog, so he went to jail. Less, on the other hand, can be added to certain words to make adjectives that mean something with nothing of those qualities.Now, if that's confusing, here's a couple of examples that make this easier. If you add less to the word use, as in useful, then we get useless, meaning something that is not helpful or practical in any way. If someone is heartless, meanwhile, we can say that they don't care about anyone at all. They don't care about other people's feelings because literally they have no heart. Our example sentence for harmless is...This snake might look very dangerous, but actually, it's harmless.
Less 这个形容词字尾啊，有没有的什么的，无点点点的。所以除了刚刚提到像 useless 是无用的 ，heartless 表示没有心脏，也就是很残酷或是无情的意思。另外像还有 homeless 啊，无家可归 ，hopeless 毫无希望等等。而文章提到这个保加利亚雨伞，就是 a seemingly harmless device。Seemingly 这里是一个副词来修饰形容词的 harmless， 表示看起来好像无害。So it looks like just an umbrella。Which people carry all the time, but in fact, it can kill people. 实际上却有这个 dart gun 飞镖枪可以发射毒液。
So you can just shoot it at someone like a gun. Yeah, it's scary, right?
Yeah.
Someone could kill you with an umbrella. Oh, so the article explains a little bit about how that happened. It says in 1978, it was used to kill Georgi Markov, who lived from 1929 to 1978.A writer who had fled to the UK from his native Bulgaria. Okay, he fled to the UK from his native Bulgaria. Flee is a verb, and when we flee something, we run away from it, to somewhere very far away. Normally, we flee things because they are very dangerous, very scary, or very bad for us. Georgi Markov was fleeing or running away from Bulgaria because he didn't like what life was like there. Because in Eastern Europe during the 1970s and the 1980s, it was a little bit...
You don't want to live there.
Yeah, it was very, very strict. Very, very strict. We could also say, in similar ways for flee, that many people fled Germany during World War II or many people fled China during the Civil War. Our example sentence for flee is...As the flames grew bigger, people fled from the burning building and out into the street.
Fled, 我们看到是 flee 的过去式和过去分词，所以注意它的三态是 flee, fled, fled, 也就是我们学过这个 escape 的同义字。不过 flee 比较常出现在写作啊书面上，像逃出国家，我们也可以直接加受词。像刚刚有提到这个第二次世界大战 ，many German artists and scientists fled the country at the beginning of World War II。那逃到哪里呢？我们后面可以搭配 flee to 或是 into 的介系词。像文章我们看到 ，he had fled to the UK， 就是他从家乡保加利亚逃到英国。
So it was very unfortunate for Georgie. Moving on with our article. The weapon was so quiet and so well disguised that to this day, no one knows who fired it.
Wow.
So it was so well disguised. It looked so much like a normal umbrella that no one knew who fired it.
Wow.
Actually, it was at a train station.
Really?
So he was getting off the train.
Especially it's very crowded.
Yeah, very
too,
crowded.
Right?
And someone behind him was, just getting out their umbrella. And they shot him.
There was no camera.
There was no camera, and the dart worked very slowly.
Oh,
so once it hit his body, he didn't die for 6 hours, I think. Yeah, so it's very scary, right? Very scary.
有没有看到这里的 so 点点点 that 中间连接了两个形容词 so quiet and so well disguised？ 记得昨天学到这个 disguise 当动词的用法，也就是伪装的太好，以至于 to this day 这个副词片语表示直到今日还是没有人知道谁开枪，太神了。Well, it's still a bad thing to secretly take others' pictures or even kill people.
Okay, so scary stuff, but it looks like they're not using these anymore, right?
Good.
Yeah. The article says, though lipstick cameras and poison dart umbrellas may have fallen out of use, the museum's collection grows every year.
一般我们知道这个情态助动词后面要加原形动词，帮大家复习一下。比方说 ，I might be late, so don't wait for me。所以在 might 后面加原形动词，表示我等等可能会迟到。这里我们看到情态助动词 may, might, could 后面加 have 再加 PP， 则表示是对过去的推测，还是翻作可能。所以我们可以再造一个例子哦。Some students might not have heard this story before, so the teacher told it again。一样就是过去的。的时间，所以我们用 might 加 have PP 表示对过去的推测，或者我们也可以说 ，Were you looking at your phone when crossing the road? You could have gotten into an accident. 就是一样，从前面这句过去式时间可以知道是已经发生的事情。要对过去的推测呢，你可以发，你这样可能会发生意外哦。我们在 could 后面加上 have PP。
Okay. We also heard fall out of use as well, which is a good phrase. When something falls out of use.We don't use it anymore. So, I don't know if you'll have heard of these before, but fax machines, for example.
Ah, 传真机, have you? Have you seen it?
I've seen one. I'm not that young. I've never really used one. Mm. But they were machines that people used to use to send papers to each other before we had email. So before we had our Gmail accounts, before we could talk to each other on Facebook, we might send important things to each other by fax. However, fax machines have fallen out of use. Why do we say this? Because no one uses them anymore. Now, another similar phrase we can use is out of order. Now, this means that something is not currently usable. So you might see this on trains that are passing through a station and are not letting people on, or in public bathrooms. We often see out of order in a public bathroom if the toilet, there's a problem with the toilet and we can't use it.
So though these gadgets might not be popular or not in use anymore, 就是停止使用了, the museum is still growing because the article says this is because spy technology is constantly developing.
Mm-hmm. Right, it is. They actually say that they only put gadgets in that aren't being used anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, some spies, real spies, could get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So we go on to our conclusion now, and the article says, that being said, it's clear that the first rule of being a spy will never change. Trust no one.
That being said, 话虽如此，就是其实等同于 however, nevertheless, but 这样的转折词，就是虽然间谍的科技日益精进，但是话虽这么说没错。That being said, 就是用在这种时刻，就是间谍还是要记得这个黄金铁律。Trust no one. Now I'm sure it's still class 101 for spies, right? And that's also why we keep seeing these spies in movies always never trust anyone. Or even when we would see they are in trouble because they thought they could trust some beautiful women.
Oh, yeah. And that's their undoing, you know? Yeah, if we had spies that were going around saying, psst, I'm a spy, I don't think they'd be alive for very long, you know?
No. Yeah.
They might be killed off pretty quickly. Anyway, that's all the time we have for wandering around the International Spy Museum. But we still have a little bit of time for our For You Chat question. So let's check it out.
For You Chat.
So our question for today is a fun one. If you could invent your own spy gadget, what would you make?
Ooh, with like all the technology, I want something that could block my reception so people can see what I'm doing through my phone or through any laptops.
Yeah, because I've heard that the government can look at what you're doing through your computer camera.
Yeah.
I heard that. I don't know if it's true. It could be a conspiracy. It could be a conspiracy. For me, though, I think I'd want to do the opposite.
Yeah?
I would want to make a tiny, tiny camera, even smaller than the lipstick camera, that I could put in my eye like a contact lens.
Ooh, yeah. And?
But then I could record everything, because don't you sometimes wish that you could re-watch moments from your life? Like, you have an argument with your girlfriend, and you're like, I said this, and you're like, no, you didn't, and you're like, okay.
Let's replay.
Let's find out what was really said.
That's scary. No, the fights will just keep going on, right?
Maybe this is one of those things that sounds good, but isn't as good as it actually seems. We have a good phrase for that in English. We say, careful what you wish for.
小心不要太相信你想要的东西。
Exactly. Well, now it's time for you guys to talk about what gadgets you would make. But for English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Winnie.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Shady Secrets at DC's International Spy Museum. From secretly snapping photos to recording conversations, using gadgets is a big part of spy work. It's no surprise, then, that the International Spy Museum is full of them. Don't let your guard down, though. Many of these tools were so cleverly designed that you might not even know they're there. One example is the lipstick camera. This tiny device could quietly take photos while the user pretended to put on their makeup. During the Cold War, it was used by Russian spies to steal information from the US military. Even more dangerous is the Bulgarian umbrella, a seemingly harmless device that had a poison dart gun inside it. In 1978, it was used to kill Georgi Markov, a writer who had fled to the UK from his native Bulgaria. The weapon was so quiet and so well disguised that to this day, no one knows who fired it. Though lipstick cameras and poison dart umbrellas may have fallen out of use, the museum's collection grows every year. This is because spy technology is constantly developing. That being said, it's clear that the first rule of being a spy will never change. Trust no one.
Vocabulary Review.
Snap. Jerry enjoyed the scenery from the train window and snapped a few pictures along the way. Lipstick. Veronica kissed William on the neck and left a spot of red lipstick on his collar. Pretend. Little Tina's favorite game is to pretend that she is a popular singer. Information. This website has a lot of useful information about restaurants in this area. Harmless. I'm not scared of a few ants getting in my house. They're pretty harmless. Flee. After taking all of the businessman's money, the thief fled the city in the middle of the night.